Happy Hours, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.
Hi everyone, welcome to Happy Hours, exclusive podcast by NHRDN. I am Nikita Doshi, part of NHRD Bangalore Executive Committee and work in the learning team at Publicis Sapient. And I will be hosting today's podcast. I'm very happy and excited to have Ganga Priya Chakravarti as our guest for today's podcast. Ganga Priya is the India Center Head and Managing Director at Ford's Global Business Services Organization, an 8,000 plus strong organization headquartered in Chennai. She joined Ford after spending over 15 years at Mercer Consulting, where she led the compensation information and consulting practice for their business in India. She is currently the NHRDN Chennai Chapter President. Ganga Priya is a certified coach and has an abiding interest in issues related to diversity, inclusion and wellness. Welcome to Happy Hours, Ganga Priya.
Thank you, Nikita. It's my pleasure to be here. Looking forward to this conversation.
Great. So, Ganga Priya, we have two sections in our podcast. The first section is called Bottoms Up, where today we will discuss about career and growth. And the second section is called The Rapid Fire, which is a fun section where we will ask you, some questions and you need to respond it really, really quick. So, let's start with Bottoms Up.
Bottoms Up.
Bottoms Up.
So, Ganga Priya, your career journey has been very, very inspiring. As a woman leader, what were some of the challenges that you experienced in your career and how did you navigate them?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. And, you know, for context, let me say that my career started in 1990 and the world was very different at that time. So that's a context that I want to make very clear. More often than not, I would be the only woman in a team. So just the discomfort of that, that was something that I had to contend with. And of course, finding your voice amongst the several male colleagues that you had was definitely something that I had to overcome and find a solution for. The second, of course, was, you know, around being chosen for projects as well as opportunities. Managers typically tend to think of reasons why you may not be able to take on certain roles and responsibilities without checking with you. And that way, you may have missed out on some of those opportunities. So I have actually had those kind of situations happen with me in my career. Lastly, I would say that there has always been some amount of self-doubt, a question that sort of would linger, really making me wonder whether I would be able to carry out the responsibility that's assigned to me. So in all of this, I have believed that I have always let my work speak louder than my voice. The second thing is I've always not hesitated from asking a question that may have not necessarily been in sync with what the conversation would have been about. So a different perspective, a different angle, which is really what my being a woman brought to the table. And as far as self-doubt is concerned, I guess there is no other choice that one has to deal with it rather than just take the plunge. And you will find that you have the reserves within yourself to deal with the challenges and the opportunities.
Great. I think I do resonate with some of those points, Ganga Priya. I think belief in self is key to navigating through, you know, any tough times, difficult times. So I also do relate to that. And any specific anecdote or experience, Ganga Priya, that you want to share, being the only woman in team, any specific story that you want to share?
Yeah, I think right from my first job, which was in a factory, I was the only woman in the factory. So that itself was a fairly unique experience. In fact, I was some kind of, it was also a novelty for my colleagues and the employees in that place. So you had to deal with that. Plus, you had to also prove that, you know, an opportunity that had been given to you despite being a woman, which was in those days very difficult to get. You know, not many women were considered for roles in industrial relations. You had to sort of prove worthy of the opportunity that had been given to you. So it was a very interesting time for me. It was a very interesting aspect of my career, if I think back. And in a lot of ways, I think it gave me the ability to stand on my own, to be myself and not get hassled or bothered by what was around me. So I think starting from my very first job, where I was the lone woman in the shop floor, to now where I just have one colleague in my leadership team who's a woman, I think my journey has been where I have been a minority in a sense because of gender in the team. So in all of these cases, Nikita, I found that it's very important to express your point of view. In fact, I think there is a diversity of thought that women bring to the table, which is important to listen to. And I have always sort of made sure that that voice is sort of brought to the fore.
Yeah, absolutely. And just listening to you and being the only woman in factory, I think your experience is going to inspire many other people as well. You know, who also face similar challenges. You did speak about, you know, that I let my work speak larger than the voice. Something that I have also seen that, you know, sometimes what we do is, you know, we work really hard. We get that level of expertise. We leverage a lot on that, on the power of expertise. But I also think at the same time, it is very, very important to also create advocates in the system, to create that network, be it our peers, be it colleagues, be it our leaders, be it sponsors. It also helps, you know, put our point of view across. And in my mind, you know, allies are the heart and soul of a successful career. So did you also have similar struggle with respect to building that network, building those allies in the system? And how did you navigate through that? And any tips that you would want to share with others? How do you actually create that ally system? How do you create that network in the organization?
Yeah, Nikita, it's again a very interesting question, because in the last 30 years that I've been in through my professional journey, I must say that what I have always had is what I would call well-wishers. You know, allies is a more recent word and a recent concept. But in fact, fairly similar in terms of what I would call well-wishers in the early part of my career and professional journey. These are people who want the best for you. They understand what your capabilities are. They have great faith in your ability. They don't mind taking risks with you. They are willing to sort of back you and put you in front and allow you to take on opportunities that come your way. So it's pretty similar to the concept of allies that we speak now, but we never had the idea of allies in those days. But yes, through my journey in my career, I have had people like that. And they have been men, women, colleagues, even team members, because, you know, you need people who will support you, who will sort of stand up for you, who will take risks on your behalf, and who have faith in your ability to sort of deliver. So how have I gone about building that? Of course, it develops. These people develop over time because they see how you work. They see the passion that you bring to the workplace. They understand what kind of efforts you would take to sort of make a difference in the working environment. And they also speak to you off and on to understand, you know, what your ambition is, what your vision for your career looks like. And therefore, they are able to sort of support you in a very customized way. When I say customized way, in ways that will be beneficial for both you as an individual as well as for the organization. In fact, in my experience, I have found it very difficult to ask for help or support. And I feel that a lot of women actually have the same situation, go through the same kind of a situation. More than sort of showing up as not being able to deal with the situation, I think they just sort of revert back into their own reserves and think that without asking for help, they will be able to find ways of delivering on any kind of project that has been assigned to them. So I would say that, you know, the first and the foremost thing that women need to do in creating allies is to identify those that may be willing to be supporters or well-wishers in my world of yours. And then they should be in a position to understand what you want of your career. They should see you work in close quarters so that they understand your capabilities. They're able to vouch for your ability to deliver on projects, take risks, and move into positions in your professional journey. So identify them and then speak with them to make sure that you are very transparent about what you want to achieve. And shed this shyness, if I may call it so, about asking for help. It's very important for women. The second thing is, I think men also sometimes do not ask what women want. So that again sometimes becomes, and it's not intentional, it just happens that way. So, many times they assume that you're not able to take on responsibilities, you're not able to take on projects. But if they just ask, they would find sometimes a different answer. And lastly, I think organizations also need to ask, how can organizations help women who have been given assignments, projects, new roles that they're moving into, and therefore be available to support the women who have to make changes and go about in their path. So I would say it's multiple things. Women need to ask, men need to ask, and organizations need to ask. And therefore, as we bring more transparency around what the aspirations of the women are, we also know what kind of support and help will they need as they navigate through it.
Thank you, Ganga Priya. In fact, as you were talking about it, I have realized in my own career, and I've, spent 9 years in my current company. Just yesterday, I completed my 9th year. And one of the key factors for me to stick around for so long was the entire ecosystem, was the entire environment, and how enabling that environment was, how enabling those people were who, like you said, who were there to support me, who were there to stand up for me. So it's very, very important. And, thanks to NHRD and, been part of it now for last 4 years, I've also realized how important it is to have a network. One, obviously, to give to the network, but like you said, also to learn from it, to take help from the network. It is very, very important.
Happy Hours, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.
Ganga Priya, let's move to the last question for this section. And since you're the, India Center Head and the Managing Director for the Ford India Company, I definitely want to ask this question because there is a struggle for HR professionals to understand business, and which is very, very important to a successful career. What would be your advice to young HR professionals who would want to learn business or get into business roles?
Yeah, again, a very important aspect as we sort of grow in careers. I would say that from my very first job, I did have that curiosity about to learn about the business. So whether it was the manufacturing process that the company had, whether it was about the product development process, visiting markets, visiting dealers, understanding what the supply chain looks like. I think these were all part of what was set up for me as I joined my first organization. So right from the very beginning, HR was not really set up to be this standalone function. You had to get an overall understanding and appreciation of the business so that you could support it effectively as an HR person. And that was my first real exposure to how HR sits within the business. I think my stint in consulting helped because it gave me a better understanding of different aspects of business across different industries, across different sectors. So that definitely did play a very significant role. And I would say that in my role within Ford, my biggest opportunity was in staying close to business leaders and never shying away from asking questions to broaden my own understanding about the business. It would be many times a question that had no relationship with the function that I represented, but being able to ask questions, however simple they may be, so that you can get a better understanding of the business context, is something that I have again never shied away from. You know, you'll be very surprised. People are always willing to teach if there is an eagerness to learn. So I would say that, you know, as HR professionals, it's very important to understand business, to ask questions, however simple it may be, however basic it may be, and make sure that you're using the HR lens when you're trying to understand the business that you are supporting. So what does it mean in terms of people? What does it mean in terms of value proposition? What does it mean in terms of reward? What does it mean in terms of talent? So I think we need to use the HR lens when we look at business, after understanding business very well.
Thank you, Ganga Priya. And thank you for sharing your stories, your examples. I'm sure this is going to inspire our listeners. So thanks so much for that. And with this, we will wrap up the first section, which is the bottoms up section. Let's move on to the exciting section, the fun section, where we will get to know you as a person better. And that's the rapid fire round, where, you know, I'll ask you some questions and you need to answer it really quick, probably one or two lines maximum. So are you ready for the rapid fire round?
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
The rapid fire round.
So, Ganga Priya, your career pivoting moment?
I think the day I asked my boss when I was in my consulting job if I could lead the business. I think it really gave me an entirely different perspective of my own capabilities.
Great. Your role model?
Several of them, Nikita. But at the moment, I would say that I tend to learn a lot from my, look up to a lot from young colleagues of mine. I believe they are the future. They sort of give me a sense of what is coming our way, what we need to set ourselves up for. So I look up to young people and learn from them.
Wow, that's interesting. And yeah, absolutely true. I think we, you know, there's so much to learn and get inspired from young people. How do you balance work and life, considering you have so many responsibilities? How do you balance it?
Well, I really don't balance it. I say conveniently now that my work and life are very well integrated. So I won't say there is balance. There are times when work precedes everything else, and then there are times when aspects of life take the priority. I just make sure that I'm focusing on what's important at that particular point in time. I make sure that I can flit between one and the other easily, and that when I am focused on one, I don't let the other really come in the way and interfere. Difficult, but I do try and manage it that way.
Yeah, I agree. And I did read that in your profile that you also practice a lot of yoga, which gives you that sense of balance. So that's interesting. I also love yoga. Great. Your hobby?
I have several. In fact, I do read. I do manage a small garden in my balcony. So that's interesting for me. I do spend time with nature. That's a big stress buster for me.
Wow, that's great. You know, having multiple interests is just amazing. I always get inspired by people who have multiple interests, and that also helps at work. If you could change one thing in your career, what would that be?
Quite frankly, I'm quite happy with the way my career has turned out. I would say there was once a boss that I could perhaps now wish he was different. But when I think back, he also taught me how not to be a bad boss. So I would say even that needn't have changed.
An unfulfilled wish that you would want to focus on? Something on your wish list or bucket list?
I want to learn swimming, and it's something that I thought I would do about a year ago, but the pandemic has really sort of come in the way. But I do hope at some time I'll be able to swim. I'm scared of the water, and I'm hoping that by learning swimming, I'll be able to get over it.
Great. Your favorite book, Ganga Priya?
I like any book that's been written by Amitav Ghosh. Hungry Tide has been my favorite. I also like books written by Chitra Banerjee Divakaruni. Palace of Illusions, again, my favorite.
Wow. And what a coincidence, Ganga Priya. I'm currently reading that book. That's interesting. Your favorite movie?
I mean, I like a lot of rom-coms, if I may say so, good stress busters. I used to be a Shah Rukh Khan fan, so a lot of his movies are in my list. I like Veer Zara, perhaps the most.
Nice. So you're a Shah Rukh fan. Great. What comes to your mind when you hear the below words? And just probably two or three words, I would want you to speak. Diversity.
Richness.
Family.
Love.
Growth.
Expansion.
NHRDN.
Great opportunity.
Happy hours.
Inspiring.
Great. Thanks, Ganga Priya, for a very engaging and insightful conversation. It was lovely chatting with you, listening to your stories and to your examples. The passion towards your work, towards your craft, came across really strongly. And passion is the fuel behind a successful career. Like someone said, if you do what you love, success will follow. And I think that is the secret sauce of your successful career. So thank you so much. And I hope all our listeners as well enjoyed listening to this conversation and getting inspired by you. Thank you once again, Ganga Priya.
Thank you, Nikita. It's been a pleasure. And thank you so much for this wonderful conversation. You know, NHRDN actually offers a lot of opportunities for professionals. And, you know, I would really urge as many people in the HR profession to become members and utilize the platform that NHRDN provides so that they can really have an enriched career with all that this organization can provide. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Happy Hours, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.